the House Special Session Committee on Budget Restoration to the call of the chair.
Sure. public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 4079. Let me ask Elizabeth to give us a brief overview. I think with the exception of Lee Beyer, everyone else has been in the room innumerable times. So listen up, Lee. We're going to give you the Cliff Note version. That's what you're used to studying anyway. So.
Mr. Chairman and committee members, for the record, I'm Elizabeth Martin-Lahar with the Legislative Revenue Office. With House Bill 4079, this is exactly like the House bill that you passed out, the Dean Gross of 4076. So this is just increasing that top tax rate for personal income from 9% to 9.5%, and then from corporate income taxes is raised from the 6.6% to 6.93%. This is a three-year tax increase beginning in tax year 2002. And then after 2004, beginning in 2005, then you will be restoring then that 9% personal income tax bracket as well as 6.6% corporate income tax bracket. So the amount of money that's generated from this change is in 2002-03, you have $315 million. In the 03-05 biennium, it's $413 million. Again, we've already seen the distributional breakdown is the same again as what we saw in House Bill 4076B. The average tax increase is roughly $114. And that includes both the increases in Oregon state tax as well as the reduction then in federal tax.
Only increase deductibility.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions of staff? Is there anyone? We will open a public hearing on 4079. Anyone in attendance wish to testify? Genoa, is that? Oh, I thought you were just anxious to get up here. Seeing no one else who wishes to testify, we will close public hearing on 4079, and we will open a work session on House Bill 4079. Representative Devlin,
would you recognize Representative Devlin?
You may choose not to, but
no. But if you've got anything you'd like to say, Representative Bates.
To the Chair, permit with your with due respect, I'd like to offer a conceptual amendment to House Bill 4079. And that the date we're discussing be January 28th, as suggested by the Senate for the multiple reasons we already know about. I also would like to suggest 2005, but I will not do 2005. 2003 is fine.
Conceptual amendment, and what is the specific date, sir?
28th.
Is that a motion?
As a motion, sir.
Representative Bates has moved we conceptually amend House Bill 4079 to the election date of January 28th. I suppose we can incorporate that in dash one if the motion carries. Is there any discussion on the motion? Representative Shetterly?
Thank you, Chair. I'll be opposing the conceptual amendment. You know, we were talking in December last time to put this issue to rest for taxpayers before the end of the year. January 14 is already way out at the edge of my comfort zone in terms of the practical impact of this on taxpayers and the practice of the state in the event of the delay that's entailed in the start of the tax filing season. I can go to January 14 because I understood there were some folks who said that they'd like more time for a campaign on this, but really that is the very edge of my comfort zone.
January 14.
Representative
Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I would also be a no vote on Representative Gates' motion, and I would think that January the 7th would be better in terms of not impacting the tax season, and I find that pushing it out even further than 14th is just going to cause a lot of problems that don't really serve any purpose.
Representative Devlin?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
The difficulty with the 14th, I've been called that before, Mr. Chairman. The difficulty with the 14th date is, can you imagine that the ballots are going to actually go out between Christmas and New Year's is basically when they're going to be released. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to create a lot of difficulties in terms of probably county clerks, in terms of everything possibly imaginable. And plus, I don't see, if you're going to go to January anyway, and if the Senate could settle on January 28th and pass something out with a supermajority, which we never have been able to do on this side yet, why we don't try to go with their date of January 28th. They have some of the same concerns on their side as we have on our side of the issue. And they have the same debate that we have here now in terms of, one, we don't like a referral in the first place, and second, the concern about what it will do in terms of people being able to file their taxes timely, et cetera. And they seem to be able to come to agreement on the 28th. They got their supermajority of 18 votes passed this out for that date. I don't see why we can't try that also.
Anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman. The devil is done.
It is done. I can assure you that unless Representative Hayden down there in his reticence to speak is a reluctant supporter of it.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe I am for the very valid reasons specified and the reasons that we discussed in previous sessions, in that the longer we delay it to January, the more the refunds are impounded and confiscated and withheld from the taxpayer, and the more difficult it is to get the forms to those who would like to pay their taxes in an appropriate manner. I believe the revenue justified, Mr. Chairman, that they would urge people not to file their taxes, which will cause some cash flow problems, and that they would withhold the refunds until this matter was settled. And so for those reasons, I think we were better off with a December date, but I can reluctantly go with January 7th or 14th, Mr. Chairman.
Not to mention we're just later in the biennium, and again, based on the eventual disposition of this, should it fail, impact would be greater to a 15 budget. We have a motion before us. We've discussed the motion. All those in favor of Representative Bates' motion to moving the election date, consensual motion to moving the election date to January 28th, please indicate by either saying aye or raising your hand. One, two, three. Representative Bates' motion, having failed the constitutional test, is declared failed. Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment to House Bill 4079.
Representative Shetterly has moved the dash one amendments to House Bill 4079. Those indicate that on page four of the bill, line six is deleted and the blank, and in the blank is inserted January 14th for the election date. Any discussion? Any objections?
Let's record. Unanimity here.
Let the record show that Representative Bates, Devlin, and Johnson object. Seeing no other objections, the motion carries. Bill 4079 is amended by the dash ones. I don't believe there's any other amendments we need. Representative Shetterly.
Bill 4079 has amended before the due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly moves House Bill 4079 as amended by the dash ones to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would like to have my I vote on this motion recorded as a courtesy vote.
Mr. Chair, those of us in our caucuses who would like to see a straight-up vote, so to speak, on this issue will probably at this point be a courtesy to get to the floor, but would be not necessarily held that vote once it gets to the floor.
Any objections? Let the record show that, correct me if I'm wrong, Representative Bates, Devlin, Johnson, Westland, and Morgan are offering courtesy votes.
I think the same would go for Representative Hayden.
No, that would not be correct. I am
opposed. Oh, no. Okay. Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not going to offer my own courtesy vote, my own motion, so
But Dean, no,
I will change my vote to a no. Mr. Chairman, my vote is not a courtesy vote. It's not.
I'll change mine to a no.
I can't believe the over. I mean, the momentum rolling.
Thank you, Gavin, Mr. Chairman.
I think, but it is important for some of the members here that have gone a great distance in trying to bring this budget crisis to a resolution that they are accepting some courtesy votes. So I do appreciate Representative Morgan. And Representative Bates and Johnson. Seeing no other objections, let the record show Representative Hayden is a true objection. Okay. We will reset the committee. No, we will adjourn the committee.
It's happened.
We can always post it again.
Oh, I know. At least 7 minutes before the meeting.
So what?
No.
Okay. All right. We are adjourned.